Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Joe Klatt. His weekly visit with us is presented by Audi Flatirons. He joins us now. Joel, help me out with something. My partner, Mark Schlereth, continues to insist that Joe Flacco's playing really well despite an offense that's averaging 15.33333333 points per game. What do you see?
I could get on board with that. Every time I watch Joe, he's throwing the ball in the right spots. I think that the offense is really bad because the offensive line is really bad. But when he's asked to just throw the football, I think he's done a decent job. I think he throws it on time for the most part. This is the hard part. And I used to talk about this all the time, Mike, with you about, you know, there are just a few players that are above the X's and O's, right? And above the, what I would call the independence hierarchy. You know, the only players on the field that are truly like independent contributors and can play great regardless of what's going on around them are the offensive linemen. Okay. And then everybody else kind of then starts to depend off of that offensive line. So Joe, for what he can do, is doing pretty well. I don't think it's his fault by any stretch of the imagination, but he's not a guy that has the ability like a Rodgers or a Mahomes or maybe even a Brady that's going to overcome the independence hierarchy. He is not an independent contributor like an offensive line is. So he needs them to do their job, establish a run game, not be total bystanders like the left tackle who even on the fourth down run from Philip Lindsay didn't block a soul inside the 5-yard line. I don't know how that's possible, but then cheered, pretty adamantly once Philip Lindsay all by himself got into the end zone last week. I think that's where you sit. Now, is it hard to wrap your head around? Yeah, of course it is. That's not an easy like statement to make. So Mark, when you're making that, like I get it, but it's not easy to hear from a Bronco fan perspective.
Yeah, here's what I'd like to say real quick. Mike, nanny, boo boo, stick your head in doo doo, because that ginormous head that has not been able to wrap he's got this ginormous head. You work with him, Joel, and he couldn't wrap his head around this fact. I told him in the offseason, Joe Flacco could play really good football, and this football team could still be way below average, and he couldn't understand that. And, I think you really eloquently, kind of put the smack down on him, so I appreciate that.
Here's the other thing I learned working with Joel. Quarterbacks stick together.
Hey, you're damn right. You guys with huge heads stick together, too. You do have a huge head. Sometimes it's kind of freaky. I would walk in early in the mornings, and if I wasn't quite, like, all there yet or all awake, I'd be like, whoa, Mike's head is huge.
Yeah, right. It is right. Mr. Met-like.
Yeah. It's funny, too.
Mr. Met!
When the sun just comes through those windows, and you've been in the studio, and sometimes it'll kind of shine around. It's like this gigantic glowing. It's like the sun setting right in the evening. And you're like, oh, my God, it's glorious. It's just glorious.
He's the human eclipse.
Yeah.
All right. I think there are other subjects we could probably tackle.
Okay,
move along.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could. If you really want, we could talk about your Twinkie eating, too, if you want it.
Or we could talk about your sausage fingers. Then we could go there, too.
Hey,
Philip Lindsay, let me ask you this real quick. When Philip Lindsay comes out, and I love Philip Lindsay, and we love the story, and you've told the story many times, but it says, hey, if you guys aren't on, there's a lot of football left to play and we're going to turn this thing around and we could be a playoff team. And if you're not on board or you didn't play football, you don't understand. And, what is it about a football team that when you watch them play, like the Broncos, they can't seem to make a big play when one needs to be made. Like, they have this, when something goes down, it's 4th and 15, they're going to bust the coverage. When something happens, they can't seem to make a big play when a big play is needed. Is that a psych, in your estimation, is it a psychological situation that they go through that they can't get that done?
I actually think that's more about coaching and in particular at the NFL level, not so much at the college level. So let me just explain quickly, like, the two biggest differences. When I talk with coaches in the college level, they don't generally talk about situations, right? They talk about tempo and they talk about general things within the game that they need to do better. And that is because the margin between a good player and an average player in the college game is much greater than in the NFL game, right? The average player in the NFL is really good and exceptionally talented. And so the margin is just different. So what happens is the NFL game is really all about situations. Okay, so when I talk with, for instance, Jeff Hafley is now the co-defensive coordinator at Ohio State. He was the secondary coach at the 49ers. And when I talk with him, when I talk with Mark Helfrich, who was at Oregon for a long time and Colorado at a time, and then now he's with the Bears. You know, when I talk with these guys that have made the switch, what I get the sense of is that when they're calling plays, when they're in the middle of a series in the NFL, everything is about either a specific matchup or what are we going to do on third down, and then what are we going to do in 2 minutes? Because most games are one possession. And then it comes down to, like, can you stay on the field and sustain drives in order to score points in those one possession games? So everything is situational. So when that level of importance gets put on those big situations, Mark, then that's what your entire coaching staff's value is then predicated upon, is do you have success in those situations? Because that's really what they're there for. Do they create the matchup that's most advantageous? Do they put you in the best possible situation to have success? Now, if you're just missing assignments at that point, that's your problem as a player. But if it's a general problem for a team, I would say that that's more of a coaching staff issue, because that's specifically what the coaching staff is focusing on, thinking about, and ultimately scheming all week.
Visiting with Joel Klatt, presented by Audi Flatirons. What's wrong with Jim Harbaugh?
A lot. He kind of threw the baby out with the bathwater. He had this one style and this one philosophy, Mike, and he threw it out and went to this new offense, and it hasn't worked at all. So they're not tough on the offensive line. I mean, you think Denver's offensive line is bad. Michigan's was atrocious against Wisconsin. And that team, you know, I think that Ohio State just stole their heart, just ripped it out of their chest last year, and they have not even been close to the same team since in the last five games. It wouldn't shock me at all if Jim just hangs it up at the end of the season and doesn't even coach anywhere. He wouldn't make a move to anywhere. He would just be done. It is a team in real havoc right now, and I don't see it getting much better, because I haven't seen any proof during their first few games that they're going to correct any of these issues. When you can't block people up front, you're just not going to be a very good team. It doesn't matter what offense you run. And I think Michigan, as well as Denver, is going through with that right now. And everyone throws out, you know, massive amount of theories, and it's this guy's fault and that guy's fault and this guy's fault and that guy's fault. When in reality, you know, the heartbeat of your team, not to give Mark too much credit here, is the offensive line. It pains me a lot to say that, because I am such an elitist from a quarterback perspective, and you have to have that quarterback. But all things being equal, if your offensive line is not at least average or a little above average, you're just not going to have much of a chance to be successful as a team.
Identity-wise, I mean, how important for you is the identity of your football team in understanding what you are?
Oh, I think it's more important than anything else. Now, at the NFL level, it's maybe not quite as important as having, like, marquee level talent, in particular at certain positions. Having said that, though, if you're going to win a Super Bowl, you better know exactly who you are and how you're going to have success. I don't think that you can get where you're going unless you know who you are. I think identity is what is the one common theme that you see across the spectrum of great teams, either level, is they have a unique understanding of who they are, how they have success, and then they believe in that to the nth degree. So to me, I think identity is everything. And I think the team, if you were to say, like, what team has the strongest identity in the entire National Football League, it's very easy to answer that, which is the New England Patriots. If you were to ask that about college football, it's a very easy answer. You would say it's Alabama, it's Wisconsin, you know, it's those style of teams. So, to me, it's paramount. It's absolutely paramount.
All right, Joel. Great stuff as always. Who you got this week?
I'm going down to Oklahoma. Maybe I can put it in good words. The Broncos could get Lincoln.
Oh, man. Oh. You and Lincoln Riley this week.
Can you imagine the Broncos play sequencing if Lincoln Riley was here?
Oh, forget about it.
I tell you what, it's getting a little musty in here. I mean, listen. Mikey's head would explode at that play sequence.
Do you love Lincoln Riley more than I love Twinkies?
I think I might. Let me give you a great basis. I think I appreciate and love watching it more than seeing Cargo go oppo.
Oh my!
I'm just gonna leave you with this mind blowing experience, and we're gonna let you go. What if Lincoln Riley was coaching Tom Brady? Stop. Don't even. No.
I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I just got a shiver.
All right.
I just shivered.
That's enough. Yeah. Joel, thank you.
I think I just died from goosebumps.
All right. Joel Klatt, each and every week, presented by Audi Flatirons.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.